Okay, so he's in the Rambam and Shofar Gimel Chas. Okay, so we'll try to figure out how he learns his Gemara, what he paskins like, or the Minori, the Chachamim, how he learns his Rav Hananel, one pasuk. He says like this: Shalosh brachos emtsayos elu shalashanu yom kippurim shayado. These three middle brachos, Shehem Alchias, Chronos, and Shofros, Ma'ak v'Zusa. Okay, so they mark at each other. So in each bracha you have to say 10 psukim. Okay? 10 psukim. So far, who does it sound like? You need 10 psukim. Well, we'll see. Shosha on the surah, you'd say the chum, because they say 10. But not so simple. Shosha psukim in a Torah, Shosha in a Sefer Tilim, Shosha in a Nevi'im, Ve'echam in a Torah Mashlim. So it's 3, 3, and 3, and then you have a Torah as the 10th. Then Hishlam and Navi Yatza. Okay, if you end with Navi, that's also okay. If you Amar Pazik Echel Ben Torah, Echel Ben Sim Echel Ben Ksuve, Ben Neviim Yatsa, so 1, 1, 1 also works. 3, so that's like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, right? And as Rabbi Yochanan Menuri agreed, L'chachila, you should do 10. He just says if the Eved, 3 works. So that's like Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, right? He's holding 3 works. Then he says, V'afilu Amar V'sarascha Hashem Elokeinu Kosev Lamar. Even if you just say, and in your Torah, Hashem, it says, say, it was written saying, Omar Pasik Shal Torah, and you say a Pasik in Torah, Vehevsek, and you stop, Shuv Eino Tzorach Klum, you don't need anything. Okay, Shuv Eino Tzorach Klum. You don't need anything further. Okay, so, he doesn't say zero, he says one. Okay, he says, Tei Lachil Yishlev Ten, if you do 3, you're Yatzah, you're Yotzah. But if you just say, you don't need anything further. Okay, so what do you think about this? Do you have any questions on the number? 3 levels. The first thing he says, you should have 10. Then he says, if you do only 3, one of Torah, one of Yom, one of, right, your Yotzei. And then he says, and if you say, Shuv Eino Tzorach Klum. You don't need anything more. What's interesting there? What's interesting about what he says? Well, the one pasuk he's saying is you can use one pasuk. That's why Shuv Eino Tzorach Klum. And you say the pasuk of the Torah. And presumably it means the pasuk of the Torah, which is about Malchus, Chronos, and Shofros. But yeah, there's no specific one. But any of these pasukim are somewhat open-ended.
But then you can just recontinue. It sounded like you can put in the middle of the paragraph.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, wherever you don't normally insert the psukim, he's saying is if you insert only one, if it's also the cost of lame and you say aside the psukim, then that suffices. You know? Like, and he's saying is, look, you can only get by with one. Right? Get by with one. So what's the questions on that one? The Rambam has different lashonos. So he says that if you say 3, one of Torah and Yisim, Yotze, right? Then he says, and even if you just say a pasuk of the Torah and you stop, Shuv Eino Tzorach Klum. He doesn't say Yatza. He says, Shuv Eino Tzorach Klum. You don't need anything more. I mean, why not just say Yotze? That's what he said before.
Yeah, but
the 3 is already B'diavet. Even Yatza was B'diavet. Because 10, he says, Achili, you have to do 10. Right? That's what he says. Sarach lom rachal bracha sarach psukim. So you need to say 10 psukim. So you need to say 10, but if you have 3, it's yatza. That's what the other. Now he says, oh, and even if you have 1 and you stop, you don't need anything more. Right? So what kind of what's.
Which leads to believe that he doesn't. I mean, he's not into whatever mitzvah of this, you know, having 10 and 3. However, it's not necessary for.
Right.
For the
right. Sounds like that, but then what's kind of thing is that? I mean, what else is there? I mean, if he's not Yotzei the 10 or the 3, then why is it necessary? I mean, what does it mean? He says it's not necessary. Isn't it necessary? Isn't there a mitzvah of 10 or 3?
It may just be a positive mitzvah. It's just a positive commandment they don't need to do.
Well, you need to do mitzvah.
Not at every given point. You don't, at this and the second, you don't need to do a mitzvah of tzedakah, right?
No, that's true, but this is one that you need to do. No, but tzarech lom rachal bracha sarach psukim. I mean, there's a tzarech here. I mean,
perhaps the mitzvah is to prepare itself for whatever you want to. So, while he may not be able to having the 10 psukim, whatever that is.
So what is that? So then you're saying there's like two different things.
Then it's not true. Like why? There's still the question of why does it say the tzarachlom?
Right. Tzarachlom are ten. And if you're three, you're still yotze. But then if you say one, ain't a tzarachlom. What do you mean one? I thought you need three or ten. Now all of a sudden one is ain't a tzarachlom.
Shuv ain't a tzarachlom means he doesn't need to go back.
You no longer need anything more. Yeah. It was also mean behifsik, and you stop. If you do one and you stop, what does stop mean? I mean, of course you stop. Yeah, you only do one. Right? I mean, this is basically what Rashi didn't like about the whole thing. So they say you need 10 or 3. You can't have less than 10. You can't have less than 3. Everybody says, oh, no, 3 is enough. And all of a sudden, if Mahal comes along and says, oh, no, just one is okay. How does one is okay? They say you need 3. You say you need 10. And then it's come along and the saying is, no, as long as you have one, and it's off one. Right? So yesterday we were dealing with this type of problem in Tosfos, where he said he has enough to have zero. But the Rambam's not learning zero, he's learning one, right? And also his expression is difficult. So Yonah's suggesting, let's just start to get the ball rolling here, but Yonah is suggesting that the case in the Rambam means, it doesn't mean you could just plan to say one. You say you have to say three. Or ten. Right? But the case is where you're really planning on doing three. But the hifsek, you get stopped. Maybe you're not such a bucky and you forget. You just remember one pasuk. Or maybe something happened. Whatever it is. Whatever the case is. But you used to get stopped. Right? I guess the easiest of cases, like you slip your mind. You start getting a list of three psukim, you know that's a thing. But then, you know, sometimes in the middle of Shema Esrei, you don't have to say what I'm saying, you just can't remember them. You know, Baki, Avshi, right, they'll tell you a lot of psukim. So you can't remember them. The thing is, that's Shuv Eino Tzarech Klum. It's not that you're Yotze, because you're not Yotze, because you don't have three psukim, you need three psukim, that's the minimum. But it's like, and we have to explain how this works, but it's like, just descriptively, it's like, you were doing three, and you were trying to do three, and you didn't finish your three. But it's not pshat that you're saying there's only one pasuk of support. You're really the three pasuk of support. In other words, this is a theme which is throughout the Torah. And you're doing that. You're showing that. You're involved in that. But you just fell short. You didn't get to, you couldn't remember that. You know what I mean? But like, you're not saying there's only one pasuk. See, if you just said, oh, there's one pasuk. That doesn't work. You can't just plan to do one pasuk because you have to show it throughout. But if you start off the three psukim or the ten psukim and then the hefsek, so shuvin, not yotze, because yotze means the structure set up is three, you don't have three. But shuvin yotzar klum means is you're okay. You haven't quite fulfilled the structure, but we're not going to say that it's like a psul, or it's like you have to go back and you have to, let's say, you're not yotze the bracha. Why not? That's the question. I mean, but what do you mean?
The
you,
wording.
What?
Does that make sense? That you are yotze the bracha. The wording of the Rambam.
No, it means you're not yotze the chova of saying three psukim or ten psukim. But I mean, you know, it's a klum in terms of the Shemana Esrei. I mean, you're yotze the Shemana Esrei. It's not like you're lacking components of the bracha. But the structure of three or ten, he's not saying you're yotze. Yotze would mean like this is, you've really done it. Here it's like, we have to explain this more. I don't think we're not done yet. But Yotze means like you've done what they obligated you. And you didn't. They obligated you in at least three. But it's like, since you were trying, which is funny, because halacha doesn't normally go like this, and that's why we have to explain it. But it's like you were trying to, and you were involved in it, and you were involved in three, and you've begun the three, and you just got it cut off. So that's okay. That suffices. But they think it has to be explained, because who cares what you tried to do? Bottom line is, you didn't do it. Like, it sounds like a very nice story. No, I was trying, I meant to do three. Okay, fine. Raman is, you just did one pasuk. So why is that relevant? How does that register? And why is it relevant what you were trying to do? But you, whatever. Raman is, look at your Shemana Esrei. You only have one pasuk. So why don't you need more? Why don't you need two more? What good does it do that you're trying to and you just got stopped? I mean, right? It's a little bit funny halachically how that's, you know, you could try to take a lulav, but bottom line is, if you can't find one, then you're not taking a lulav. Look, it's anonymous, or whatever, but bottom line is, it doesn't work.
It's more like, say you have a lulav.
Yeah, so maybe let me just try to elaborate on what Yonah's saying. But I think to say that it's good to say it by saying what is not the case. Okay, it's not the case that the takana is that like the text of the Shemona Esrei demands 3 psukim. Okay, that the fulfillment is in the text, in the words, yeah, the psukim themselves. Because then you only have one. Whereas if you tell me that the text of Shemona Esrei, the form of Shemona Esrei itself, demands 3 psukim, then your form only has one, and it doesn't match up with what Shemona Esrei is supposed to be.
That's the biggest support type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so but you're right, but you could have said the support is like part of the very structure of the Shemona Esrei demands these things. It's not that. It can't be that, because then how can you say in the Torah Kelum you don't have the right Shemona Esrei? You know? It doesn't add up, exactly. Right. But it seems to be that you have to say that it's not pshat, that normally that's the way it is. I mean, you have requirements for Shemona Esrei, Yal V'Yavo. Your Shemona Esrei has to have Yal V'Yavo. If you don't have Yal V'Yavo, it's not the Shemona Esrei. No Shkodesh. That's the text of Shemona Esrei isn't proper without the Alviyavo. That it's a necessary part of the text of the Shemona Esrei. The 3 psukim are not a necessary part of the text of the Shemona Esrei. If it were, then you're not Yotzei it, then you're missing a part of your Shemona Esrei, and that's it. Right? But it's saying no. See, really, that's not true. The text of the Shemona Esrei is really the Tefillah. And the text of which Amshik is set up, the expansion, explanation of the theme, and the tefillah about machas and shofos. But the idea is that it's more of like a chovah on the gavra, that the person must engage in supporting the theme. He must like realize that this is a theme, that what he's involved in are foundational ideas in the Torah, and he must engage in supporting it through psukim. It's not pshat that it's not part of the text of the tefillah as much as it's part of like the gavra mispalel. A person who's being mispalel for these things must engage himself in citing psukim to support the thing. And a good raya is that which psukim are they? It's not fixed. There are no fixed psukim. The Gemara discusses maybe it's this pasuk works, it's that pasuk works, it's that pasuk works. Different minhagim are different psukim. It's not part of. See, Amshik is dola to fix the text of the thing. It's the text of the thing. We have a set of text, but the psukim is like 10 psukim. Which ones? Well, you figure it out. And so the Gemara's go through. Does this work? Does that work? What do you mean? Well, it's the 10 that they set up. They didn't set up specific ones. It's not a specific text. It's an idea that these are foundational themes in the Torah. And you'd be remiss to daven and to ask for malchios without engaging in supporting and elucidating that this is a significant theme in the Torah. Now, since that's the kiyum is in the God, in the supporting it. And now there's a minimum amount of in doing the supporting. The way that's set up is you have to support it by Torah and Yom Kippur, right? And that's the way you fulfill the idea of bringing support. But the saying is that if you were involved in supporting it, by citing 3 psukim or 10 psukim, and you are hefsek, so then that kiyum and the gavra of supporting it is you still have. Because in other words, you were engaged in that activity. Now, even though it's true, you didn't realize the support. But you didn't realize your text of your Shemona Esrei, bottom line is, doesn't have in it. You didn't actually complete the support, you know, the job of supporting it and showing it in the psukim. But you still, you don't say you're lacking. You don't say like you're lacking as a mispal. The gavra must be engaged. His tefillah, he must do that. He must realize that these ideas are grounded, and he must engage in the activity of supporting them. And insofar as he finishes it, he now has the support in his tefillah. And that's like, so to speak, he's yotzei that kiyum. But even if not, it's like he's not lacking. It's not like a ikov. It's not like a detraction in his tefillah, or it doesn't undermine his tefillah if he was engaged in the process of doing it. Even though it didn't, because it wasn't realized, it's like the gavra is qualified through his engagement in that process. So he's engaged in that process, and he realizes that fulfillment through his engagement in it. Even though, bottom line is, he didn't quite complete what he's supposed to be doing. So you can't say yatsa, because yatsa would imply that one pasuk is the real fulfillment, and it's not. It's 3. But it's like, since he was engaged in that, so he's prepped, he's able to go on to the tefillah. If he's trying to do three and it just slips his mind, so he knows there's other psukim and he's engaged in those psukim. It just, he can't quite recall them at this moment. So what's he supposed to do now? Is he able to go on? Is he able to go on in daven with the realization? Is he grounded in the fact that these are significant foundational ideas in the Torah? Yes, he's grounded enough to go on. And it's a klum, means he's able to, he doesn't have to call over his friend in the middle of the davening or whatever. He's able to continue. He's able to make the bakasha. Because he's making the bakasha on the knowledge and based upon the presumption that there really is, it is a well-grounded idea. And he was involved in him supporting it. He just didn't quite finish it. So the gavra, the nature of that gavra mispal is the gavra mispal with the recognition that he, that these ideas are grounded. You know what I mean? But you wouldn't say he's yotze grounding it because he didn't quite do it. It just, it doesn't prevent him. That's shimin sort of klum, means it doesn't prevent him from continuing. If he doesn't have any pasuks, then he can't go on. Because then he's basically just saying an idea that's not, just has no grounding. He's just saying, he's just saying the tefillin, that the Chazal demanded that you ground it. Mm-hmm. But if he's involved in grounding it and he just gets stopped, so saying that suffices to, you know, it's for to allow him to go on. Good example. This is a good example, you know what I'm saying? It's like if you have a president or someone come to give a guest appearance at some graduation to give a speech. So he's, let's say he gives a 5-minute talk at the graduation. So if he ends up getting stopped as a fire drill or I don't know, some person, some emergency after a minute, so and he has to walk out, so it still works. Because the fulfillment is not in the text that the president says. No one's interested in the text, he says. It's the fact that he is engaged. He's machshav the students by talking to them. So even if he gets stopped a little early, but it's the fulfillment is the president's doing that for you. You know, so it's not the... It's, and he was involved in a 5-minute speech. Now, I got stopped early, fine. But if he just came in and gave a 30-minute speech, then that's it's a joke. But that's what the president's done, coming in. That's not machshav us, you know. But here, it's, he got caught. And if he comes in an emergency at minute zero before he even starts, then also he's not machshav us. He didn't do anything. But it's like... The once he begins his 5-minute speech, then he's machshav the class by the fact that he's talking to them. Even if it ends up getting cut off, look, bottom line is he didn't have his 5-minute speech, but you say it still suffices to accomplish that objective. Yeah. Yeah, okay, good. Can't, if he purposefully stop before that, then it's not going to be good, because then he's basically saying, I'm just supporting with 2 psukim. You can't support with 2 psukim, it's sort of 3 psukim. But if he gets cut off for some reason, so then you'll say, look, he's involved in the process of doing 3. So that involvement allows him to continue on this. Cases where he gets his hipsick, means he can't, let's say he can't come up with more. He forgets. He's forgetting and he's just sitting there, he's drawing a blank. So now he's not going to be yotze having the full support. But he could continue onwards because the gavra has engaged in the process of supporting it with 3 or 10. So he may not finish the process. He can't do it. He's falls short. But still, the nature of his request is a request on an idea that he knows is supported. See, I think it's like this, is that if the kiyam were that you're showing everybody that it's supported, so then, this is important. It's like, if the kiyam is that you're showing everybody that it's supported, so then you'd say, what do you do? And you're like, look, you were trying to do one, but I'm trying to do 3, but I'm only doing 1. So they're not proving anything to anybody. Who are you proving it to? But the point is, you're not proving it to anybody. It's not a matter of no one's listening. You're davening Yom Shemashah. You're not trying to prove it to anybody. It's just that the nature of what you're doing has to be that you're involved in grounded ideas. And you must, for yourself, the fulfillment is for you that your tefillah is you're incorporating support into your tefillah, and thereby the nature of your tefillah is that you're requesting for something which is significant. The way it's significant is because you're engaging yourself in having 3 psukim. But if you manage to get cut off because it slipped your mind, but still, the nature of your tefillah now isn't a supported idea. Now, you didn't quite finish it and no one knows. You know. You know that you knew you had 3 psukim beforehand. You had to memorize, but you just didn't, they slipped your mind. You're not an expert. You're not sort of proficient in the Torah. So now you say, now when you make your request, you... requesting something which is a grounded idea? Yeah, it's a grounded idea. I started grounding it already. I began my grounding it in 3 psukim. The 3 psukim, and I already did one of them. I just didn't quite finish it. I couldn't finish it. But the nature of now your request is a request of something which is grounded, which you've grounded. And even though you have been successful in your task, but it suffices to qualify you to allow your tefillah to be appropriate. I mean, Tosas held you don't even have to, at least in the Torah, it means you don't even have to, you have to at least, you don't even have to begin it. It's enough just to say that it's grounded, or to reference that it's grounded. So what I'm saying is you have to, like, begin it. What allows you to go on is that you've begun it and you've stopped. So you're engaged, the God is engaged in supporting it. Tosas held it's enough just to reference that it is supported. That allows you to go.
Now, yeah. According,
that's a good point. According to Tosos, if you just add anything less than three or, you know, whatever, according to whichever shita, you're not gonna be, it's not gonna be good. Because you're engaged in doing it, you have to do it completely. According to the Rambam, he recognizes an idea of hifsek. So he recognizes there's such a thing as I got stopped. So it seems if it works by one, it should work for two or three or four or whatever also. It's true. It's a different type of an idea. According to Tosos, you're just referencing it when you say zero. So, but once you start listing, then it's like a lack, your list is lacking. So it's going to be a problem. According to the Rambam, it's not that you're referencing it, it's that you've begun it. You've begun a process. So even if you get further along, that's also okay. What I want to do now is the question is, which psukim work? Okay? This is a new topic. Okay, it's a new topic. Okay, which psukim work? So there's this big machlokas between Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda. Either you could learn there are five or six separate machloksim, or there's one big machlokas, which has many and a half minutes. Okay, about which psukim work. So, I'll tell you one instance. One instance of the machlokas. And this is what I want to try to see if we can figure this thing out. But one instance is like, we use Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad as a pasuk. It's pasuk 4. Malchios. For Malchios. Okay? Now, it doesn't say Malchios. It doesn't say Malach anyways. Right? So how does that work? Right. So it seems like Achdus Hashem, I mean, everything stems from Achdus Hashem. Hashem Echad means God is the one unique, distinct source of everything. And everything owes its existence to God. And Malchus is, God's Malchus is not just because he does cool stuff and he's strong, it stems from his oneness and he is the one source of everything. So his Malchus, philosophically, is tied in with Achdus Hashem. Achdus Hashem is the mitzvah of knowledge of God, and they're philosophically linked. Okay, but in fact, there's another pasuk similarly. That not only does he hold that, this is what it's a machlokas though. It's a machlokas. If Yehuda holds it, doesn't work. Similarly, there's another pasuk. V'yedata hayom v'hashivosa elovavecha ki Hashem hu elokim ein od. You should know that God is the elokim ein od, nothing else. That's also machlokas. Because I don't use the word malach, but that's the idea of malchus. The idea of malchus is God is the source of everything. He is the one force of the whole universe, and that's what means he's the malach. He gives order and structure to the entire universe. Everything is dependent upon him. That's like a king. King is the powerhouse of a kingdom. So as God is the source of the king of the universe, Einod. So you don't have to use the word malach. It's enough. So says Rabbi Yehuda. I'm sorry, that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't work. Okay. Ata reis al adas, ki Hashem elokim, einod milvado. There's none besides you. It's malchus, according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says no, it doesn't work. Okay. Doesn't work. Does he disagree? Does Rabbi Yossi disagree that Achdus Hashem is, created, brings out malchios? I don't think so. I don't think, there's no reason to say it, but somehow, what is the machlokas then? Okay, as we have to figure out. I don't think he's arguing on the philosophical idea that an office stems from Achdus Hashem. Okay, let's see. There's more. Okay, so those are three, but they're all very similar. Those three, okay, the three instances are similar thing, but there are more instances of machlokas. So there's another pasuk. It says, "Se'u she'arim rasheichem." Let's count malachs. Okay, "Se'u she'arim rasheichem." Okay, it means. Raise up your heads to the gates, v'inasu pitzrei olam, and open and raise up the gates of the eternal gates. Yavo melech hakavod, the melech hakavod will come through. So that's one melech, right? Mihu zeh melech hakavod? Who is this melech hakavod? Melech again. Hashem is the gibor. Hashem gibor mechama. Okay.
Wait, this is all part of the same paragraph. Or
yep.
These different.
So one paragraph. It's all one long paragraph, but the question is how many does it count for? Okay? Says, who is this Malkovot? It says, God.
What do you mean?
Because you need three psukim from Tehillim, let's say. So the question is, how many will this long paragraph count as more than, you know? Each time you say the word Malach, it counts as another one. It's another pasuk. Yes? So I'm saying this. So there's a question whether that one counts. When you say, Mi huzem Malach HaKavod. Hashem is his Yibar. Does Mi huzem Melch? You say Malach. Does that count as Malach? So what would you think? Does that count as saying Malach? You say, Mi huzem Malach HaKavod. Who is the Malach HaKavod? Then you say, Hashem is his Yibar. So should that count? You say, Yavo Malach HaKavod. That's one thing. You have a Malach HaKavod. Then now you ask, who is this Malach HaKavod? Right? So that's the question is, does that count or not? Same positions. Biosi is always the one who counts, Biosi is the one who doesn't. Why would you say it would or wouldn't? Just on claim shot. Would you say that should count or that shouldn't count? If you say, Mi who's that Malach HaKavod? Who is
that? Would count?
It says, Shu Shara Mashaychan, this one you'll see, it's Machlokes, whether this counts as three or as two. This is the same capital, but it's Su'ushan Rashaychan Usu Pesley Olam. Okay, raise up your eyes. Viyavo Melech HaKavod. Melech HaKavod, that counts definitely. Mihu Zem Melech HaKavod. Who is the Melech HaKavod? Machlokas, where that counts. Hashem Tzavakos. Who Melech HaKavod Zalah? That definitely counts also. That one does count. So when you say Hashem is the Melech, that counts. But when you say who is the Melech, who is the Melech, so why would that not count? Even though there's the two definitely count, even though it's in one big context. But you still, bottom line is, you say, each time you say it's Malach, that's fine. But why would this not count if you say you use Malach to cover? I mean, there's a plain reason why it wouldn't count. I mean, in the service, that's a question. Who is the Malach HaKavod? I don't know. If your answer says God is the Malach, fine, then that counts. But the question isn't saying God is the Malach. The question is just asking a question, who is the Melech HaKavod? Then you say, Hashem Tzvakos, who Melech HaKavod Zela? So fine, so that pasuk, when you answer, Hashem Tzvakos, who Melech HaKavod Zela, that counts, because there you're actually saying he's a Melech. But to say, who is the Melech HaKavod, how could that count? That's not saying anything about God, that's just a question. Who is the Melech HaKavod? Right? So why should that count? Why should that count altogether? You're not really saying anything. You're just asking a question. One time a Rabbi Sheik gave a shot for this. Not for the machlokas, and that's going to be our job. I'd like to do this together, machlokas. But just this parak altogether. It's a funny parak altogether, I'm telling. It's like, it sounds like it's confused. It sounds almost like the one else writing. It's like, open up the gates for the Malach HaKavod. Who is the Malach HaKavod? Oh, it's God. Open up the gates for the Malach HaKavod. Raise it for the Malach HaKavod. Who is the Malach HaKavod? Like, why is he talking to himself back and forth like that? You know, it's like a funny style. You know, he's asked to raise the Malach HaKavod, and then he's saying, who is the Malach HaKavod? And then he's, you know, like, why is he asking a question? He already said that. Like, it's just like a funny type of thing to say, you know? So what Rebbe wanted to say is that it's not a question. It's not really a question, who is the Malach HaKavod? I wonder who it is. But it's almost like, me who's that, like, there's an idea in Torah is that God is unknowable. Like, we can't really, it's almost like hard for us to relate to God. The Torah doesn't allow us to have, like, an idol or any physical thing that we could relate to God. And the idea is, like, open up the gates of the Malach HaKavod. Who is the Malach HaKavod? Like, he's unknowable. He's beyond us. He's the source of everything. But there's no, we can't open up gates for him and let him come in. Where there's no, he's beyond all, like they say, like, Echad Dumiyasi, like, before you, silence is praise. Like, we can't describe God, we can't get our hand on God in a way that we could open gates for him and let him come in. So, like, who is this Malach HaKavod? What idea could we have of the Malach HaKavod? So, it's like almost an expression of Ein Kamohu. Saying, who is the Malach HaKavod, is a positive expression of God's ultimate, he's the Malach Malachim Malachim, his uniqueness, his achdus, his distinction, his incomparability to anything else. That we're saying, who is this Malach HaKavod? We can't even, he's so grand that how could we even relate to him? And the answer is, it says, Hashem Izuz Gibor, Hashem Gibor Melchama. Like, we could relate to him through his actions, through his Gibor Melchama, through his Gvura. So it's true, what is God? We can't have a concrete idea of what he is, but we can know him through his Gvura, through his actions. So it's like, it's part of the dialogue is describing there's a certain, like a paradox or like a conflict with the way we relate to God. On the one hand, we have to realize God is beyond us, and we can't even say anything about God, and any praise of God falls short. But at the same time, we have to relate to Him somehow, and the Torah allows us to know Him through, like, through His actions, through His gvura, through. So it's like, but we have at the same time as we do recognize God, we can't diminish Him. We can't bring Him down and think of Him like He's just like a Malach Basar Adam. He's just like a really strong, you know, like Chazal says, it's like a person said, they made a whole list of like 10, 15 different things, you know. So the Gemara said then, they said, oh, are you done? You know, are you done with your list? So they says, the point is, they say that if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kela Gadol Gibor HaNora, we couldn't just come up with our own praises of God. We have a right to, we wouldn't say anything, we wouldn't have any relationship to God. So we have a right to take what Moshe Rabbeinu said. But if to think like I could just, you know, come up with all the good, he's awesome and great and perfect, and you can't compare him. You're using some words that are diminished. Anything you say, like, ends up bringing him down. So there's that conflict that in praise of God, we have to realize his, you know, inability to know him. And that's why David and Mal is like going back and forth. Let it come open the doors of Melech Kavod. But me, who's that Melech Kavod? He's exalted. Hashem Tzavah, Hashem is Gibor. Like, he goes back and forth and back and forth because that's kind of the way it is, the Shalach Hashem. So therefore, what I was saying is that me, who's that Melech Kavod, isn't, if it's a question, of course it can't count. Because you're just asking a question. Who's the Melech Kavod? I don't know. Maybe it's someone else. But it's a statement, me, who's that Melech Kavod. Who is the Melech Kavod? How could we even really? He's so great. He's so grand. He's so beyond any description. So that is an idea of Malchus. So my question then to you, for us, is, so what again is Rabbi Yehuda's point? Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't count. This is how he'd understand these also. So all these things. It's like Rabbi Yehuda, and I think what Yonah started to say is good, is that it sounds like, and this is the feeling you get, there are a few more of them, and this is what I want to try to pursue tomorrow, is that it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda hold, Rabbi Yossi hold, it's enough, so to speak, to refer to Malchus. You don't have to say it explicitly, God is a Malach. You could say God is Achad, and then if you think about it, that's what it means. You could say, who is the king? Which explicitly is a question. But if you think about it and you learn it, you realize what it is. You could say, Ein Kamohu, there's no one like him. But whereas Rabbi Yehuda demands something more explicit. It seems like you'll see there's more examples. But it seems like there's some sort of a question about how direct and how explicit the ideas have to be, you know. So what I'd like to do is to—you'll see the other examples. I'd like to do other examples, show that in fact it's true, and then try to get. So what's the question? Halachically, what's the question? Whether or not it suffices to do it to have like a reference, or do you have to be explicit? Like what's, you know, that's like the first step. But can we understand where the machlokes, where they're coming from, you know. Which one? Whether what's it dependent upon? Whether it suffices to have like an indirect allusion, or it demands that it's you know, that it's explicit.
Maybe we say that it's the same question as the folks
there. Better for tomorrow. Let's think about that. And I think I'd like to do. Hopefully, if we'll have time, I'd like to, like what you were basically asking a little bit yesterday, is maybe if we could just. I'd like to. I have to think about it, but to just give some basic idea of when Achilles was one of some
shows. I've started reading this. Okay. Like, even starting to open up.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good. So that's Malchus. That's only Malchus. But it would be nice if we could just talk a little bit about Malchus, a little bit about Sponus, a little bit about Shofaros on a philosophical level, so we were prepared for Rosh Hashanah. You know. So I'm going to try to see if I could. So maybe after we do this part, maybe we could try to do that a little bit. You know, at least on a minimal level, so we could get our heads in the area, you know?